fear for loved ones and friends, fear for the future, fear for the country, fear of an untimely unjust death have been brought to our home by a crazy shorty. There is also the fear of being a cannon fodder. This fear has seized the invaders' forces, because for their commanders they are all just cannon fodder, the losses of which should not be paid attention to. Since the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, information sources of Ukraine and most of the world's countries have been actively writing about huge losses and captured and surrendered Russian soldiers. The Russian side does not give figures at all, limiting itself to acknowledging the deaths of individual servicemen. Against the background of this silence, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine claims that more than 11,000 Russian servicemen have died since the beginning of hostilities. An officer from Dagestan, Nurmagomed Hajimagomedov, Kulmyk Konstantin Mangiev, a soldier from Nizhnekamsk Ilnor Sibgatulin, a native of the Irzia village of Chukali Viktor Isaakin, a Kazakh soldier from the Krasnoyarsk region Armen Naranbayev. Undoubtedly, there were reports of deaths from other regions of Russia, including the Kirov, Samara, Penza and Ulanovska regions. But at least in the first week of the war, the number of ethnic minorities from Russia, or indigenous peoples of Russia, except for Russians, who died in Ukraine, officially recognized by Russian authorities, stood out sharply with a disproportionately large share. Political scientist Abbas Galiamov wrote a post on his Facebook page. "To be honest, I don't even know how to treat it. On the one hand, I really can't imagine a person giving such a cynical order. The order to steal the money allocated for the purchase of tomographs, yes. The order to falsify elections, yes. The order to send chinks to the front line, making them a cannon fodder, no. On the other hand, I understand that the plan, assuming it really is quite effective. Well, let's say, a death notice came to a remote Yakut village. A mother went mad with grief. Fellow villagers got drunk at the funeral, and what? They do not even have V contacta, and if they do, there is absolutely no habit of writing something there, and even drawing political conclusions," he said. Investigator Christo Grozev also said that, according to him, a high proportion of non-Slavic groups had been among the killed Russian soldiers who fought in Ukraine. During the war in Ukraine, many Russian soldiers of non-Slavic nationalities died. Many of them are young people from, say, non-Slavic ethnic groups. That is, it may mean that people from remote regions were sent to the front line, he noted. In addition to the national identity, it is noteworthy that many of the killed or captured Russians were from villages, remote regions and national entities within the Russian Federation. In other words, in the great, friendly and multinational family of the peoples of Russia, Putin assigned the role of cannon fodder to national minorities and the sons of the outback. They, according to the 2010 All-Russian Census, all non-Russian ethnic groups in Russia make up a little less than 20% of the country's population, are doomed to go to the slaughter of the insane imperial fantasies of the deluded leader. Yes, they are aggressors, terrorists, invaders, and murderers. But they are also someone's children who from childhood were forced into blind love for the autocrat who went crazy in his bunker, playing with people's lives like tin soldiers. Yuri Fedorenko, head of the Agency for the Development of Democracy and Information Freedoms.